Chapter 3. Faded Paradise. One by one the lights shut off as darkness lost its grip. The rays of sunlight rose through the valley fog and danced on the morning dew. Now the sun warmed the air as Ron meandered down the lane this lovely spring morning. Ahead of him stood the shiny new pool shed, gleaming in the morning sun. He glanced around at the beauty in which he dwelt. It seemed God created a masterpiece of paradise and placed him in the middle. His heart should burst with appreciation for all he had, a house that looked more like a mansion than anything he ever imagined himself living in, and a beautiful wife. Yes, all the wonderful things a wife should be, plus three young, loving boys at home. This ranch, with its own splendor, beauty, overlooking a valley that opened into lush meadows and a flowing stream that beckoned one's sense to take it all in. Add to that his childhood dream to raise horses. Ron was also his own boss with a successful company that gave him both financial and personal freedom. Respected in the business community, Ron also stayed involved in his church, where he and his perfect family attended each Sunday with engaging smiles, warm embraces, and they became the envy of so many who desired to become all that Ron and his family was. Well, as Ron walked that morning, like every morning, his shoulders slumped, head hung low. Fighting back tears, he said to himself, "Where is my joy? Where's my happiness? Where is the fulfillment this world promises? I have it all," he muttered, shook his head and wondering, "What's my problem? Why such emptiness and despair?" Ron shook it off, walked on realizing he had no answer for this pain. He finished the morning's task and looked back toward the house. Even though it seemed early, the sun had already risen, casting its beauty upon the landscape before him. He looked at his watch and realized that time passed faster than he knew. The family dogs were greeting him as he stepped up on the front porch. Each one wanted attention. As he turned and opened his front door, he was taken back by the sheer size of this house. Why again did it need to be so big? Seth, hearing the door open, ran screaming, jumping into his dad's open arms. A smile graced Ron's face as he and Seth shared a moment of unspeakable joy. His stupid self-pity drained away as a flood of excitement took its place. Like a glass shattered, that moment passed. Without even looking up, he heard Jane confronting him. His heart ached within him as he again understood that scripture, "Love covers a multitude of sin." He also understood the lack of love found fault in everything you do. Jane made it clear years ago that love no longer existed in their relationship, and maybe never did. He would now again have to learn what a failure was. In time, he grew to believe it, saw himself as a failure, unwanted. And this caused such sorrow to grow within him because for years his very existence drew from popularity and acceptance. Crushed, Ron buried his faith in Seth's warm neck, holding back the tears and doing his best to ignore the cutting words spoken. From around the corner came Tobias and Trevor, his other two sons from Jane. All three boys were full of so much life and exuberance that was contagious, and this brought Ron's mind back into focus, and a smile again burst upon his face. As the four of them wrestled to the ground, each vied for his attention and gave his life momentary meaning. This, too, was short-lived, though, as day's routine kicked into full force. The boys, having eaten and dressed, waited patiently for the school bus. Okay, they're boys, so patience played no part in that or any other morning. Ron called them to the base of the stairs as Ashley, his beautiful daughter, peered from the basement. It was time for family devotions, yet someone was absent. The boys hollered, "Mom, you coming?" Jane hollered back over the roar of her hairdryer, "I will listen from here." They all looked at each other and shook their heads. She was getting all dressed up to go to work at a barn. Hair just right, looking far more like she was going out on a town for the night than to work at a barn. The reality settled in like a heavy fog. This family was not well. Trouble was crouching at their door. Ron started devotions, but it was so hard to put his heart into it. When he finished, the boys rushed out the door to get on a bus waiting out front. His daughter Ashley slipped back downstairs to finish getting ready for school. Ron headed to the garage, looking back, hoping Jane was there to say goodbye. He drove away wondering, is paradise but a state of mind? A place you seek or a place you find? What kind of things should we find there? How can we know? Or should we care? The world assumes it is and says it will be a place of real contentment that exists for you and me, where all our hopes and dreams come true. We will do the kinds of things we've always wanted to. No pain or sorrow, we are told, will ever there exist. Possessions are too many for any book to list. I'll have it all when paradise is mine. All that is now wrong in life will be fine. A lovely family there will be, very strong and sound. Lush green grass in every yard, where happy kids are found. And love, yes, love is present everywhere, for in this paradise no one has a care. But wait, I thought I had it all. At least the world said. Let me look again. Where was it I had read? That man can have it all, and have it here on earth. Some, it's even said, and have it right from birth. Possessions, oh yes, were mine. In fact, it was quite a list. But pain and sorrow were mine too. Yes, they both did exist. So where again is this paradise that I believed was mine? It wasn't like they promised. Life wasn't always fine. I had a family, this is true, but it was neither strong nor sound. The grass wasn't always green and heartaches seemed to abound. The kids were there, and they would soon learn to cope, to live in a home that's always fate and lacking any hope. So where's the hope they promised? Where are all the dreams? Something's wrong here. My life isn't what it seems. The love that should be present isn't found there anywhere. In fact, there's none to be found when our hearts are truly laid bare. There can be no paradise where love isn't found. Ugliness grows wild where beauty should abound. So why and how did it leave? And where did it go? Can anyone answer me? Does anyone know?